looks like someone riding after us.
Stop! Stop! Whoa, Lance, whoa!
What can we do for you, sir?
My lord's silver cup is missing. One of you must have stolen it.
God forbid that we should do a thing like that.
Well, it's gone, and you were the only strangers in the house.
We're not thieves, sir. Search our sacks if you don't believe us.
Yes, and if one of us has stolen the cup, let him die, and the rest of us will be your lord's bondsmen.
So be it. Open your sacks.
Here, mine's already open.
The rest of you, open your sacks, quickly. And I'll go right down the line, looking into each one. Well, it's not in this sack. This one. Not here. Not here. No, no.
We told you none of us had taken the cup.
But here it is, in this sack. Well, let's see now, you... You're Benjamin.
Yes, he's Benjamin, but he didn't steal the cup.
Well, here it is anyway. Come on, I'll have to take all of you back with me.
But sir, we can't possibly go back.
So the brothers were taken back to the palace. And when they were brought into Joseph's presence, they fell on their knees before him. Joseph rebuked them, saying,
Why did you repay my kindness with evil? Why did you steal my silver cup?
What shall we say unto our lord? How shall we clear ourselves? Plainly, we must become your bondsmen, we and Benjamin, with whom the cup was found.
Only Benjamin shall be my servant. The rest of you go, in peace, back to your father.
But my lord, let your servant Judah, I pray, speak to you. When we returned to our homeland, after our first journey here, we told our father that we should not see your face again unless our brother Benjamin were with us. And our father said unto us, You know that my wife Rachel bore me two sons. Joseph, the first one, was torn into pieces by a lion, and I saw him not after. If you take Benjamin from me and mischief befall him, you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave.
Yes, that's right.
Now, therefore, when we return to our father, and the lad be not with us, it shall come to pass that our father will die. I pray you, my lord, let me, your servant Judah, remain here as a bondsman to you instead of the lad. And let the lad go home with his brothers, for I became surety for the lad unto my father.
Then Joseph could not control his feelings before all those who stood by him. And he called out,
Let every man except these Hebrews leave the room.
And when he was alone with his brothers, Joseph wept aloud and cried out,
I am Joseph. Come near to me, I pray you. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold as a slave into Egypt.
Then his brothers were afraid and trembled as Joseph continued,
Be not afraid nor angry with yourselves, for God has made good come out of this evil thing you did when you sold me into slavery. I've become a ruler in Egypt and lord of all the land. By this means, God has made me able to preserve life in the face of this terrible famine.
Still, the brothers were afraid and did not move. They listened in silence to Joseph's words.
Yes, God sent me to Egypt so that I might save you and your families from starvation. For the famine shall ravage the land for yet 5 years more. Therefore, make haste, go up to my father and tell him that I am yet alive. Bring him down into Egypt together with his children and his children's children and all that he has.
Then Joseph took Benjamin in his arms, and they wept for joy. And Joseph kissed all his brothers and wept with them. And Pharaoh heard that Joseph's brothers were come, and it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh sent for Joseph and said unto him,
Say unto your brothers, Joseph, Take your beasts of burden and go, get you into the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your goods, and come back to me. I will give you of the good of the land, and you shall eat of the fat of the land.
And Joseph's brothers did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and provisions for the way. And to his father Joseph sent 10 animals laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So Joseph's brothers left Egypt and went back to Jacob their father in the land of Canaan, and Benjamin went with them.